由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friend. We're glad you joined us one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，好高兴你能够再次收听我们的节目《天路导向》。
We are continuing in a series of messages. We entitled it "How God Works."
我们呢今日呢是会继续去讲我们一路讲紧的一个系列信息，叫做上帝的方法，或者呢是叫做神怎样去作工。
And we are focusing on the life of Elijah.
我们呢仍然是会集中在以利亚的生平故事上面的。
And today I want to tell you about being careful where to get your advice.
今天呢我想跟你是讲一讲怎样呢去谨慎的听取意见。
And I want to begin by telling you a story.
在开始的时候呢我想先跟你讲一个故事。
There was a man and his young son.
这个故事呢就讲有一位的父亲和他年幼的一个仔。
And they were climbing a mountain.
有一次呢他们就一起呢是去爬山。
And they came to a place where climbing was very difficult and even dangerous.
他们呢就爬到一个呢很陡峭很艰险的一个地方。
And the father asked the son to wait while he investigated the road ahead.
咁呢个父亲呢就让个仔呢係喺原地嗰度等，自己呢先去探一探条路。
And halfway through the most treacherous part,
咁当佢爬到最危险嘅一个地方嘅时候呢
,the father heard his son saying,
呢个父亲呢就听见个仔呢大声嗌话
,choose the good path, daddy.
佢话爸爸请你选一条好嘅路啦。
I am coming right behind you.
我一路呢都是跟在你后面的。
If there is one thing parents can be sure of, it is this.
有一件事是每一个身为父母的人呢都可以呢很肯定很确定的。
Your children are always following your path.
就是你的仔女总是会跟随住你的脚步的。
Whether you know it or not.
无论你知不知道。
Whether you like it or not.
无论你中不中意
，Our children are watching what we do more than what we say。
我哋嘅子女咧系会观察我哋所做嘅嘢，远远咧超过我哋所讲嘅嘢嘅。
If our children see us put our trust in God，
如果我哋嘅仔女睇见我哋咧系信靠神嘅
，They will grow up putting their trust in God。
咁佢哋长大之后呢亦都会呢係跟住學習呢係去信靠神。
If our children see us contented and grateful to God for his blessings,
如果我哋嘅仔女睇见呢我哋对神时时都觉得亏欠并且充满咗感恩。
They will grow up to be contented and grateful to God for his blessing.
咁佢哋长大之后呢亦都会对神呢係有同样嘅感觉，亦都呢係会充满咗感恩嘅。
If our children hear us speak the truth all the time,
如果我们的子女时时听我们呢是实话实说的
they will grow up telling the truth all the time.
那他们长大之后呢亦都会是诚实无伪的。
If our children hear us saying the same thing to people's faces as we say behind their backs,
如果子女看见我们是表里一致的，在人前人后都是一样的。
They will grow up to do the same.
咁佢哋长大之后呢亦都会系表里一致嘅。
When the Bible talks about generational sin,
圣经里面提到代代相传嘅罪。
It is not necessarily talking about something genetic as much as it is talking about learned behavior.
呢个呢并唔系一定话呢系基因嘅遗传，而系后天嘅言传身教。
Abraham lied about his wife Sarah not once but twice.
亚伯拉罕佢唔止一次，系足足有两次咧去讲大话，话自己嘅太太撒拉咧系佢嘅妹。
What did Isaac do?
咁佢嘅仔以撒又点样咧
？He lied about his wife Rebecca in the same fashion.
咁佢同样咧都唔敢承认利百加咧系自己嘅妻子。
His grandson Jacob lied to his father Isaac.
佢嘅孙雅各咧，亦都欺骗父亲以撒。
His children lied to him.
佢嘅仔女咧，亦都向佢咧系讲大话。
Lying became a generational sin in that family.
咁讲大话咧，就成为呢个家庭代代相传嘅罪啦。
Why?
点解咁样讲咧
？Because children and grandchildren were watching their parents and grandparents.
因为做仔女嘅、做孙嘅，都会睇住佢哋嘅上一代、上两代嘅表现。
And what they saw them do was more influential than what they heard them say.
佢哋睇见长辈所做嘅，系远远咧比佢哋听见长辈所讲嘅说话咧，系更加有影响力嘅。
Let me tell you another story.
让我咧系同你分享另一个故仔啊。
After President Lincoln was assassinated,
当林肯总统系遇刺身亡之后
，Mrs. Lincoln summoned Mr. Parker, who was the president's bodyguard, into her room.
咁林肯嘅夫人咧就传召咗总统嘅贴身保镖巴克先生。
She said, "Why were you not at the door to keep the assassin out?"
夫人就问你点解冇将刺客系挡喺门外呢
？And with his head bowed, Mr. Parker replied.
咁巴克咧就垂低头咁样去回答啦。
He said, "I have bitterly repented."
佢话我真系罪该万死啊。
But I did not believe that anyone would kill such a good man in such a public place.
佢话我以为冇人会喺大庭广众之下将个咁好嘅人杀死嘅。
And that belief made me careless.
呢个谂法令到我失去咗警觉性啊。
He said I was attracted by the play and did not see the assassin enter the box.
佢话我当时咧系被歌剧咧系吸引住，完全冇睇见咧呢个刺客入咗包厢里边。
You should have seen him, said Mrs. Lincoln.
林肯夫人话你应该系睇见佢嘅。
You had no business being careless.
佢话你根本系唔应该放松你嘅警戒嘅。
And with that, Mrs. Lincoln fell back on her pillow and covered her face with her hands and began to weep very deeply.
讲到呢度咧，林肯夫人咧就成个人冇晒力，跌咗喺个枕头上边，双手咧揞住块面喺度咧喊起上嚟啦。
Go now. It is not you that I cannot forgive. It is the assassin.
佢话你走啦，我唔系唔能够原谅你。我系唔能够原谅嗰个刺客啫。
I am telling you this story to tell you this。
我之所以讲呢个故仔俾你听咧，系要话俾你听。
Ted, the president's young son，
总统嘅仔泰德
，had spent that miserable night after his dad's death underneath his father's executive desk。
喺佢父亲被刺杀嘅嗰个咁悲惨嘅晚上咧，佢匿喺。父亲嘅办公桌底下。
And after he heard this dialogue between his mother and the bodyguard,
正好咧系听见佢嘅妈妈同保镖巴克所讲嘅说话。
He was heard to have said,
后来咧佢就讲啦
，If Daddy had lived, he would have forgiven the man who shot him。
佢话如果爸爸仲系在生嘅，佢一定会宽恕嗰个刺杀佢嘅人。
My father forgave everybody.
因为我嘅父亲系宽恕每一个人嘅。
Young Lincoln had been watching his father.
小林肯佢观察佢嘅爸爸嘅行为举止。
He had been listening to his father.
佢聆听佢父亲所讲嘅说话。
He had been observing his father.
佢仔细嘅观察父亲嘅一言一行。
And he knew that his father was a forgiving man.
所以佢了解佢嘅父亲系一个宽恕人嘅人。
I want to take a moment and speak to the fathers and the mothers.
我想喺呢度咧，系对所有身为父母嘅人讲几句说话。
Whether you like it or not, the real legacy we give our children is not money or material possessions.
无论你愿唔愿意，我哋能够俾我哋仔女真正嘅遗产咧，并唔系金钱同埋物质。
It is not prestige or fame，
亦都唔系啲乜嘢家世、乜嘢嘅名声、名誉、地位。
What we will leave our children is our walk with God。
我哋能够留俾仔女嘅系我哋与神同行嘅榜样。
Our godly heritage，
我哋嘅敬虔。
That is the real legacy。
呢啲咧先至系真正嘅遗产嚟嘅。
And in this series of messages, we have come to this episode where we have an example of how children not only watch their parents。
喺呢个嘅系列信息里边，特别系今日呢一讲咧，我哋要嚟去睇一睇做仔女嘅佢哋学习父母嘅榜样。佢唔单止咧系观察佢哋嘅。
But most often also follow in their footsteps。
而通常咧，更加会咧系跟从父母嘅足印嘅。
Ahab and Jezebel lived a godless lifestyle。
阿哈王同埋耶洗别，佢哋过住唔敬畏神嘅生活。
So did their children。
所以咧，佢哋嘅仔女亦都系一样。
Ahab and Jezebel compromised their faith and the worship of Yahweh。
阿哈同埋耶洗别同世俗妥协，改变咗佢哋对耶和华神嘅信仰同埋敬拜。
They made Yahweh to be in the image of Baal。
佢哋以巴力假神嘅偶像取代咗耶和华。
And their children followed suit。
佢哋嘅子孙呢，亦都步上咗呢个嘅后尘啦。
Please turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 1, beginning at verse 1.
请同我一起翻开圣经列王纪下第一章第一节。
After Ahab died,
阿哈王死之后，
Ahaziah became king.
阿哈谢呢就做皇帝了。
After less than 2 years on the throne,
他在位都不够两年的时间，
he fell through the lattice in the upper chamber in Samaria.
他就在撒玛利亚在楼上的栏杆那里是跌了下来。
And he was seriously injured.
受了重伤的。
So he sent messengers telling them to go to inquire of Baal-zebub.
于是呢，他就差派他的使者呢，是去问巴力西卜。
The god of Ekron.
这个呢，是以格伦的神来的。
Ask him whether I'm going to recover from this injury or die.
他就问巴力西卜，我的病能不能够好呢？
You see, like father, like son.
你看，这个不是正正是有其父必有其子吗？
Perhaps Ahaziah saw his daddy celebrating all of the Jewish holidays while privately trusting in Baal.
或者是因为阿哈谢他看见他的父亲阿哈虽然呢是守犹太人所有的节期，但是私底下呢他是相信巴力的。
Ahaziah perhaps saw his father pay lip service to his Jewish heritage.
或者阿哈谢睇见佢嘅父亲只不过系阳奉阴违咁样去遵守犹太嘅传统。
But privately they talked more about Baal than Yahweh.
但系私底下佢哋谈论巴力咧，系要比谈论耶和华咧系更加多嘅。
Ahaziah perhaps saw his daddy King Ahab go to the Jewish temple on Saturday.
或者阿哈谢睇见佢嘅父亲阿哈王，只不过咧系喺安息日咧，先至系入一入犹太嘅会堂。
But for the rest of the week, he bowed to the idols of Jezebel.
但系整个礼拜嘅其他时间咧，就向耶洗别嘅偶像跪拜。
My listening friends,
我亲爱嘅听众朋友
，Your children are watching you.
你嘅仔女佢正喺度睇住你。
The world is watching you.
这个世界也都正在看着你。
They want to know how Christians walk.
他们要知道基督徒是怎样生活的。
They want to know how leaders walk.
他们想了解领袖是怎样生活的。
And when Ahaziah got into trouble, what did he do?
当阿哈谢遇到困难的时候，他怎么办呢？
Did he go to the living God Yahweh to ask for help?
他有没有去寻求永生神耶和华的帮助呢？
No.
是没有的。
Did he say, let me find out if there is a God in Israel?
他有没有说让我来看一看究竟以色列里面有没有神呢？
No.
他也都没有这样做的。
Did he say, let's find Elijah so that he can pray for me?
他有没有说让我找到以利亚让他是为我们去祈祷？
No.
他也都没有这样做的。
When he got into trouble, he turned to Beelzebub.
当他遇见一些麻烦的事，他只是懂得去求问巴力西卜。
In fact, you can go further than this in the history of Israel.
事实上，我们还可以追溯更加早的以色列的历史。
When the kingdom was split after the reign of Solomon,
在所罗门王之后，王国就分裂了。
Jeroboam, one of Solomon's sons who ruled over the northern kingdom of Israel,
所罗门的一个仔耶罗波安就统治北国以色列。
He was so wicked that he set the theme for the next 19 evil kings of that kingdom.
他呢在这行耶和华看为恶的事，就成为了后来呢19个王邪恶统治的开始。
Ahaziah was no different.
阿哈谢呢亦都系一样。
He turned to the occult for revelation about the future.
佢去求问嗰啲行巫术嘅人要去预知未来嘅事。
There are many people who turn to fortune tellers and coffee cup readers for counsel.
喺今时今日呢都有好多人呢去求问系算命啊占卜啊等等嘅人嘅。
And some of them go to church on Sundays.
有些人呢甚至除了去问占卜之外，他们星期日呢也都照样会去教堂的。
This is Satan's way of making the occult respectable.
撒旦啊，他迷惑的人呢是去推崇这些神秘的上士。
God does not take this very lightly.
神呢是不会轻易放过这些事的。
The very fact that he is patient and merciful and that he is waiting does not mean that he is not angry.
神他是满有忍耐和怜悯，但是这并不是代表他是不懂得去发怒的。
In this series of messages,
我们呢将这个的系列信息呢
entitled How God Works,
就叫做上帝的方法，又或者是神怎样去作工。
I want you to look at how God deals with a Hebrew king who consulted the occult.
我想让你呢看一看神是怎样去对付这个求问假神的王的呢。
King Ahaziah was injured and he wanted to know whether he was going to live or die.
阿哈谢王受了伤之后，他想知道自己的命呢是能不能够保得住。
So the first thing he thought about was what he heard from his daddy.
所以他能够想到的第一件事呢就是跟他的父亲说。
His daddy always took Baal very seriously.
因为他的父亲呢是很看重巴力的。
So, Ahaziah sent messengers to Ekron where they had a god whose name was Beelzebub.
咁所以呢阿哈谢就差派使者呢係去到以格伦嗰度去问佢哋嘅神巴力西卜啦。
A god known to be the god of the future.
呢个嘅巴力西卜呢据说呢係掌管未来嘅神嚟嘅。
Because he wanted to find out whether he's going to live or not.
咁由于阿哈谢佢好想知道自己嘅生死祸福究竟会系点。
We are told that boys love to imitate their fathers.
我哋都知道咧，啲仔咧都好中意系模仿佢哋嘅爸爸嘅。
Even little boys.
就算系好细个、好年轻嘅仔。
Ahaziah was imitating his father Ahab instead of coming in brokenness and contrite heart to Jehovah God.
阿哈谢他效法他的爸爸阿哈，而没有在耶和华神面前忧伤痛悔。
Instead of coming in repentance asking God to heal and forgive him, Ahaziah went to inquire of the God of the flies.
佢冇去悔改归向神，求神医治饶恕佢，反而咧去求问一只苍蝇嘅神，苍蝇神。
Look with me for a moment to see what Beelzebub is all about。
让我哋嚟睇睇巴力西卜究竟系啲乜嘢嚟嘅。
He is mentioned in the Old Testament 4 times。
喺旧约里边咧，巴力西卜咧系总共咧有俾人提过四次咁多嘅。
All of them in this chapter, 2 Kings.
呢四次呢都系出现喺列王纪下嘅第一章里边。
In verse 2,
喺第二节嗰度。
Verse 3,
喺第三节嗰度。
Verse 6,
喺第六节嗰度。
And verse 16,
以及呢系喺第十六节嗰度。
Beelzebub is a strange and eerie sounding name.
巴力西卜呢系一个听起嚟好古怪嘅名。
But he was a very powerful god.
但系咧，佢却系一个都几有能力嘅一个魔神嚟嘅。
When you know that he was a storefront or a window dressing, you will understand what I mean.
如果你明白呢一句只不过咧系表面上嘅伪装嘅说话咧，咁你就知道我究竟系咩意思啦。
Let me explain this.
让我咧嚟解释一下。
Earlier in this series of messages, we saw that Baal means god or lord.
在之前几集的信息里面，我们曾经提到巴力这个字的意思就是神或者是主的意思。
In the Hebrew language, Zubab as a verb means a fly.
而在希伯来文里面，西卜这个字的意思就是苍蝇，即是乌蝇了。
In fact, it is the same in Arabic and Aramaic.
事实上阿拉伯文同埋阿兰文咧，都系有同样嘅意思嘅。
In its very ugliness, the word means the god of the flies。
呢个咁丑陋嘅字咧，亦即系苍蝇之神嘅意思啦。
Ekron was one of 5 major cities in Philistine。
以格伦系腓利士嘅五大城市之一。
It was the center of worship of Beelzebub。
亦都系敬拜巴力西卜嘅中心。
Who was known not only as the god of the flies, but the god of the future.
巴力西卜佢唔单止咧系被大家认为系苍蝇嘅神，亦都系未来嘅神。
Why was he known like that?
点解啊？巴力西卜系被认为系苍蝇嘅神呢
？The flies often plagued ancient Palestine.
因为咧喺古代嘅巴勒斯坦地区，苍蝇咧都总系咧会肆虐成灾嘅。
When they used to get one of these plagues, people were often terrified of flies.
正因为系咁啊，啲人咧就好惊苍蝇啦。
These plagues are like what you would see in a horror movie.
就好似咧你睇过嘅恐怖嘅电影一样。
Where millions of flies swarm at homes and streets and farms and everywhere.
无数嘅苍蝇咧蜂拥而至，遮满晒嗰啲嘅房屋。遮晒嗰啲嘅街道同埋农庄。
They did not have repellents back then。
喺嗰个时代咧，佢哋仲未有嗰啲驱虫嘅药嘅。
So Beelzebub was thought to be the god of the flies。
咁所以咧，巴力西卜就被认为咧系苍蝇嘅神。
They believed that he sent these plagues。
啲人咧相信系佢去差派呢啲嘅苍蝇嘅。
And in order to appease him and cause him to stop these plagues,
为咗安抚佢，令到咧系使佢咧系停止呢个苍蝇嘅灾祸咧
，they would absolutely bow down and worship him.
佢哋咧就只能够咧向佢系屈膝敬拜。
Beelzebub was also known as the god of the future.
巴力西卜咧亦都系号称系未来嘅神。
If you want to know the future of your job.
如果你想预知未来嘅事业会系点
，whether you're going to get married or not，
你嘅婚姻会系点
，or if you are going to come into some money，
或者你财政状况会系点
，what would you do？
咁你应该点做咧
？You go to someone who is possessed of this particular god。
你咧就去揾一个咧系俾呢种神附身嘅人。
Now this is not harmless fun。
你唔好以为呢啲系无伤大雅嘅游戏。
Turn with me to Matthew 12:22, and I will tell you about this Beelzebub.
请翻开马太福音12:22，同我一齐嚟睇睇呢个巴力西卜究竟系点样嘅。
Where that fortune teller is coming from?
这个预知未来的假神在哪里来的呢？
This God of the flies.
这个苍蝇之神到底是怎样的呢？
The Bible says,
圣经说
that they brought to Jesus a blind, mute, demon-possessed man.
有人将一个被鬼附的又盲又哑的人带到耶稣那里。
Jesus healed him.
耶稣医治他。
He could both talk and see again.
他就能够讲说话，亦都能够咧睇得见啦。
A marvelous release of this blind, speechless prisoner of demon.
对于呢一个被魔鬼捆绑嘅哑巴瞎子咧，呢个系几咁奇妙嘅释放咧。
Verse
23喺廿三节嗰度
，All of the people were astonished and said.
众人都稀奇，就话啦
，Could this be the son of David？
呢个岂唔系大卫嘅子孙咩
？What did they mean by that？
佢哋咁讲究竟系咩意思嚟咧
？Every faithful Jew knew that when the Messiah comes，
每一个虔诚嘅犹太人咧都知道，当尼赛亚嚟嘅时候
，The mark of his messiahship would be the release of the people from the power of Satan。
尼赛亚特有的记号呢，就是他能够将人从撒旦的捆绑里面释放出来。
So they were asking,
所以他们就问了，
Can this be the Messiah?
这个是不是就是尼赛亚呢？
Can this be the son of David?
这位就是大卫的子孙了吗？
The people were absolutely ecstatic over what they saw.
啲人睇见耶稣所行嘅都好兴奋、好激动。
But look at the predictable reaction of the Pharisees.
但系我哋嚟睇睇嗰班法利赛人嘅反应啊。
Listen to what they said.
佢哋系点样讲嘅咧
？It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow casts out demons.
佢哋话呢个人赶鬼，无非都系靠住鬼王别西卜嘅啫。
They were talking about Jesus.
他们所说的是指着耶稣说的。
And Jesus rebuked their unbelief and he told them that Satan does not cast out Satan.
但是耶稣斥责他们的不信，告诉他们撒旦是不会驱逐撒旦的。
For a kingdom divided could not stand.
因为凡是一个国家自相有纷争，就会成为一个很荒凉的地方。
As I conclude, I want to make a very special point.
在我结束之前，我想特别提出一点。
Our Lord himself acknowledged the reality of that sinister demonic force, Beelzebub, the prince of demons.
我们的主，他知道邪恶势力的真相，巴力西卜就是鬼王了。
So when you are even tempted to look at the horoscopes or consult with Ouija boards, remember.
所以当你去占卜去算命的时候，
Remember that you are dealing withThe storefront of Beelzebub, who is Satan himself.
你记住，你系同伪装做巴力西卜嘅假神喺度打交道，其实佢系魔鬼撒旦嚟嘅。
You are really playing with fire.
你系喺度玩紧火嘅。
You are tempting God.
你喺度试探紧神。
You are opening yourself up to satanic power.
你将自己暴露喺撒旦嘅权势之下。
Next time, we will hear more about this dangerous fever.
在下一集节目，我们要继续讲这件危险的事。
Until that time, I wish you God's protection.
愿神保守你，我们下集再会。